than top weather.
Brought to you by A-Master Mechanic and Sparks. Tires grip the road with only a small contact patch of tread. Make sure your tires are aligned and your brakes working right. Call A-Master Mechanic for a tire and brake check, 358-6777. Another low to mid 90 degree day today, mid 90s through the weekend. Air quality issues off and on, probably into early next week. Today at 3, Lars Larson, 99.1 FM Talk.
Live and local with Monica Jay on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
Oh, you gotta love life. Just when I'm ready to start talking again about getting this economy opening and, you know, what's really happening, it just, you hear something and see something that just makes you laugh. Oh, it's the Monica Jay Show. Thanks for being here on this Friday. Hope you're doing fantastic. Talking text lines, 884-9910. Answer today's poll question at 991fmtalk.com. What would you like to hear the news actually start focusing on? What are the issues that you want to hear more about? All right, the other button is there, so you can just come up with your own answer if you want to keep it on there. Make sure it's clean. We have someone monitoring to make sure you don't go crazy. And to check your spelling. Except mine. He doesn't check my spelling. He checks your spelling. So that's the love I get here. But what I was laughing at is this looting and rioting has just gone too far. We actually made the national news again, but this time it's because a video at the Safeway that was shot on Tuesday shows a bear wandering into the grocery store and leaving with a bag of tortilla chips. So, I mean, even the bears are looting now. It's just incredible. I really hope Doritos buys that footage and uses that in their future advertising. You know, I can just see it. Even the bears have to have Doritos. They should make a special flavor just for the bears. You know, we live in bear country. Things like this are going to happen. But I just, my cheeks are hurting so badly from seeing that. And Fox News got a hold of it. So that's just fantastic. Let's get back to the subjects that people are talking about. And there's so many of them. One of the big ones, again, is still racism. And Jonathan in the last hour called up and, you know, wanted to know why we can't all just get along. What is the issue? And the issue, really, Jonathan, always goes back to control. People profess their love for others. They even profess their religions when, you know, I'm sorry, Nancy Pelosi, I'm a practicing Catholic and have them, blah, 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 blah. Well, if you were a real Catholic, you wouldn't be in support of abortion in general. And you sure as hell wouldn't be in support of late term day of abortion. But she is. So she's lost all credibility with me when she says when she vehemently says she does not have hate in her heart. Yes, she does. But it's about control. It's not about humanity. It's not about saving people. It's about control. And controlling that humanity, not saving people, controlling people. If you do want to talk about race, and if you want to get down to some real issues, well, then join the show Race Across America. It's coming back tomorrow at 2:00. Guests, phone calls. It's about you. What do you want to say? You know, maybe we are too honest. Maybe we just need to keep some of our comments to ourselves. Comments that are hurtful, comments that are snide, sarcastic, what were we all told as kids, but now we make a joke of it? If you don't have anything nice to say about somebody, then don't say anything at all. Now it's a joke. If you don't have anything nice to say about anybody, then come stand next to me. Not me, because I don't want to hear it. But that's the thing. We've all become so honest because we live in this life now since the 70s. Do and say what you want. Well, if you want to have a society that lives with so many different cultures, so many different races, so many different opinions, then sometimes we need to learn the times when not to say things. I mean, men know when not to say anything when their wives come out and says, you know, does this outfit make me look fat? They know to keep their mouths shut. We need to learn that from men. When to keep our mouths shut. It's nice to be honest, and you should be honest. But you should be honest when it comes to the respects of if you're a politician and somebody says, what are you going to do for the state? What are you going to do for the city? And you answer, you should be answering honestly. Because they don't. They give you the runaround. I had an interview with Dean Heller. Oh, gosh, it's probably about 10 years ago. And I asked him a direct, specific question, and he took 10 minutes to talk. And he just talked. Never answered the question. And of course, being a, you know, public affairs show, I had to say, just sit there and smile. When politicians don't answer direct questions, you know there's a problem. So I just received this email from Brian. Brian says, so I just started taking up fishing again. I tried to go fishing at the river, but the homeless make it impossible. Not just with their presence, but with their garbage and waste. What can we do about this? Call the city of Reno. Call the health department. And call and send pictures and pictures and pictures and say, do something. Because you know what? It's about enforcing the law. Sparks doesn't have this huge issue. I mean, yeah, they have a homeless issue, but they enforce the law. Somebody shows up, starts camping, law enforcement goes out, says, you can't be here, you can't do this. Then they just go back to Reno and keep moving around. They have their little spots. Cops go out, tell them to move. They can't be there. They get up, they go, da-da-da-da-da. It's just a vicious circle. Until you start enforcing the law.
Oh, but Monica, it's so horrible to put him in jail. You can't do stuff like that.
You know what? Then come up with a different location. Not a jail, a holding facility. Say, if you're not going to live by the rules, you're not going to live in polite society. If you don't want to bust them for the no camping at the river in downtown Reno law, then fine them. And cite them for littering. the only people who can enforce the law. I mean, yeah, you can go through all the BS of citizens arrest and yada, yada, yada. But that's just going to make you look like the jerk. When the real jerks are the people in charge of it all. Who is that? Mayor Sheevy and the city council. They're the ones. They're the ones who are in charge of all this. And still, after 2 years of talking about this, till I'm blue in the face, you're blue in the face, I've got all the pictures, I save everything that you send me. Still, we just kick the can down the line and let our city deteriorate. Oh, can't put them in confinement or someplace else because of COVID. Well, they tried that. Guess what? Back on the river now. These are your leaders. And guess what? There's an election coming up. Devin Reese, he's failed. He was appointed by his good friend Hillary Sheevy, and he failed. He should not be elected to that position. Eddie Lorton has actually succeeded in things. You know, like suing the city and getting others to pay their taxes. Imagine that. He's running for Devin Reese's seat that Devin was just handed. So who are you going to vote for? It's funny, I already see Eddie's campaign signs being defaced, vandalized. And when I talk about being defaced, I mean defaced. Because somebody actually went out to one of his big signs and cut his face out. Which I just, it reminded me of one of those, you know, big signs that the kids and the people go and put their faces into. And I don't know, maybe they were doing that. But still, it was vandalism. So, are we going to be able to catch this vandal? But the real question is, when they're caught, is anybody ever going to be punished? It took a year and 200 cases of graffiti to finally arrest somebody. I think it was about 4 years ago. Seriously? You couldn't have just done it on the first couple of times? No. We live in a society now where there's no consequences. Why do we even have laws if we're not going to enforce them? All right, stick around. Bruce, hang on the line. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back with you and to talk about masks and the homeless. Right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley, 99.1 FM Talk, and 991FMTalk.com.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're here today and joining us. Stick around because in the next half hour, actually, in just about 15 minutes from now, we are going to be having our special guest, Assemblywoman Jill Tolles, and we're going to be talking about unemployment in Nevada and the debacle of Dieter. I like that. The Dieter debacle. We'll just give that its new name. So stick around for that. Right now, though, let's go back to the talk and text line at 884-9910 and check in with Bruce this morning. Wants to talk about masks or the homeless. It's my choice, but hey, Bruce, if you've got a good point, do both.
Well, I first of all, I want to start off in saying that I am honored and thank you for utilizing my pictures on your website.
I appreciate you sending them in.
Well, there's will be more in the future as the city of Reno, for some reason, will not herd the homeless with their border collie homeless dog to the new homeless center that they just set up. And a lot of questions need to be answered there, whether they're going to provide help and opportunities for these individuals to be able to get them to become taxpaying citizens.
Well, the bigger question, Bruce, is what happens when those people who want to go into the shelter, into the center, do it, and yet the others who don't want to, what are they going to do about them? Are they finally going to arrest them and make them, or are they just going to let them stay there like they have?
I know. Well, the frustration that I have, I had opportunities in the past as I'm riding the trail, running into RPD, and then the actual sergeant that is and part of that, and John that handles the cleanup with contracted companies like Coit and others, where they just tell me that they just shrug their shoulders based upon the direction of the city council and the mayor that the only comment that I get, they will build it and they will come. That seems to be the pat answer. And they just don't have a clue what to do, unfortunately, because they're at the mercy. And we spent all those dollars, as we know, is just still having to spend a gazillion dollars on rebuilding downtown Reno. And then they put up a state-of-the-art, bathroom at Broadmoor.
Yeah, that's going to be trashed in no time.
Oh, yeah. Are they going to have a sign on top, taxpayers only, or is the free rein and it's going to be a self-cleaning, apparently, restroom? So how is that going to work? But
David, actually, I want you to listen to this email. Monica, I love the show as usual. One bad thing, though. Sparks is not applying laws to the homeless. There's a ton of homeless Cretan living in Deer Park. I walk my dogs every day. The mess, the garbage is unbelievable. I've called the cops. They said they can't do anything. Four tall black men Tuesday ran into the park with machetes, chasing people around, stole a girl's bike, tried to steal a guy's phone, and he was on the phone with friends, and a bunch of big guys came in and chased them off. Cops showed up three to four minutes too late. Bruce, more people have to be like you, and if they see this happening, they've got to pull out those cell phones and get video and get the pictures so we can show people that elected representatives are not doing their jobs.
Yeah. And I do write letters to both the city council, the mayor, and also the CHAB. And I always ask the officers when I run into them, I said, do you know how many responses I get from the Reno City Council and the mayor's office? And they say, well, they give me the zero sign. And then the only two that I've always respectfully get a response from is Chris Verdar and Ed Lawson. Though the frustration is that when you question them on the COVID issue, they say, well, they have to follow CDC guidelines. Well, I don't see anything in the CDC guidelines to allow these people to, run amok, where we're told that we have to wear a mask. And my next thing I thought would be fun is, have people call in and text and call to talk about their mask stories that are out there, because I have quite a few, and all these businesses, they have people that are now have people that are specifically designed to be mask Nazis.
Yeah.
And I tell you, people are angry, and they all understand it's all political. I mean,
it's all Sisolak.
Yeah, I know. Wherever you go, whether it's the Jeep Lithia, my church, the Smiths, Costco, They'll all agree that that it's political, but they still yell at you, get your mask on.
Yeah, that it's just ridiculous. And again, it's a vicious circle because the only thing that we can do is just not go and patronage those businesses. But then the community loses tax dollars and money. And it's just, it's ridiculous when this all comes down to the Democrats wanting control, because I know from the experts that I look at, we should not be shut down. Not only for the economy, but we should not be shut down for this stupid farce of a virus. So, Bruce, I got to let you go. I got a break here. I've got to take with Fox News. But thank you so much for calling in on both of those issues. I've only got 30 seconds left, but Sue's just got a quick question. So, Sue, what is your question?
Yeah, I was just wondering, has anybody ever checked the Q-tips they use to swab your throat and mouth and everything before they swab you?
Okay, say that one.
With the virus.
You know, it is funny that you brought that up, Sue, because I did read an article over this past weekend that was talking about that same thing, that the tests are actually tainted to bring the virus more, because remember, a lot of the tests were from China. So
right.
That the tests were to actually spread the virus. Again, I bring up stuff like that, Sue, and people think that I'm just a conspiracy theorist wacko, that I'm just making stuff up. But you've got to do your own research and see that the experts are talking about this. Not me. Right. I'm just bringing the information from the experts. Sue, thank you for calling and bringing up that question, because it's a legitimate question. That's why some people aren't doing the test. It's just incredible. If this can be spread through singing in church, through talking to people, then why do they have to stick a swab all the way up your nose into your sinuses where you can feel pressure against your eyeball? Answer that. They should be able to just take a swab of your mouth. This is where you have to stop and think.
On an Android, get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today on this fabulous Friday. It's a little smoky, but that should not stop you from doing something fun this weekend with family and friends, whatever it is. Even having a party at the house, get together. There's all kinds of things to celebrate. Hey, answer today's poll question at 991fmtalk.com. What would you like to hear in the media? What would you like to hear the local news talking about more? You know, what issues do you think are not being addressed? So, a few of the answers so far at 991fmtalk.com, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Local corruption. What Cicilline is doing to kill our state. Jobs, 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 jobs. So many people still out of work. Honest reporting not based on your sponsors or party affiliations. That's a good one. Just all around truthful news. I think I'll put my own ad into that, and unbiased news, not just truthful, just honest from both sides, because any story out there can just be spun in any way. You notice how they were always saying that, you know, 12% or 15% of children in Nevada are uninsured. Okay, well, first off, whose fault is that? It's the fault of the parents. It's called priorities. Secondly, wow. Why don't they present it as 85% of the children in Nevada have health insurance? No, it's all in how you tell a story. and the result that you want. It does really follow through to a glass half empty or a glass half full thing. Let's see. Another answer was anything that resembles the truth. Remember, Jesus, the truth shall set you free. That's a good answer. Also, what makes Nevada special? The beauty, the location, the appealing to outsiders. That's a great story, or that's a great topic, I think, that we should hear more of. You know, not the tourism industry trying to get Californians, Oregonians, Washingtonians, and those likes to come to Nevada. Why don't we just celebrate our history for us? Why don't we celebrate Elko and, oh gosh, all the, sorry to go this way, but I am a little bit of the macabre, all the haunted locations that we have here, Goldfield and all these cool things. Know the history of the state that you live in, because we really are fascinating. You want to do something this weekend? Head on up to Virginia City. They're open. Check out a mine. I know it's hard, though. It's hard to stay positive. It's hard to just know the fact that in just a couple of weeks, in just Las Vegas alone, 250,000 people are facing eviction. Why? They can't pay their bills. They're unemployed. People, since the beginning of this whole disaster, I'm not going to call it a crisis because it is a disaster that was perpetrated, just my opinion, not everybody's, people still haven't gotten unemployment. We've gone through two directors already and now on another one. So joining us to talk about just the debacle that has gone on at the Department of Employment, Training, and Rehabilitation, our assemblywoman, our esteemed assemblywoman, Jill Tolles. Jill, thank you so much for joining me today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. And let me just say to all of your listeners that, Monica, you are somebody who genuinely cares about your listeners and the Nevada citizens. You personally reached out to advocate, to talk about how heartbreaking some of these stories are, and to, you know, shake the trees to say, come on, everybody, we are not doing enough to meet these needs, and we couldn't agree more. So I really just appreciate you personally on a personal level. It really hit home. I've been extremely frustrated myself, and also for your willingness to have this discussion today.
Thank you, Jill. I appreciate that. Let's go back, because this is something that is even in past administrations, that Dieter, had this happened before, would have still failed. How did this happen in Nevada?
Well, there's definitely no doubt about it that the system needed to have some upgrades, and it needed to take advantage of more things like, cloud-based computing and a better program altogether to be able to handle the existing load before the pandemic. But then, of course, entering into a phase where we're number one in unemployment in the nation, in close neck and neck competition with Hawaii, because we're such a tourism-based culture, mm-hmm. It has hit us particularly hard. And so, to our credit of where we were as an economy before, it wasn't as great of a need because we had historically low unemployment levels, but then it was still difficult to keep up even at that point with the systems in place, or at least we should have been putting a little bit more energy into those systems in place. But then the pandemic hit and caught everybody just completely, unprepared for the sheer volume of the claims that were coming in. And that's an issue across the country that, you know, nobody expected this level of such a sudden drop. Typically in economic downturns, there's a bit more of a lead time. This hit like falling off a cliff. So this isn't unusual across the country that we're facing this issue with dealing with this high volume. But where we are unusual in Nevada is just the level of, mismanagement of the system, the inability to put the right things in place early enough to make those adjustments that we are still here months later. I have constituents who reach out to me who it's taken 8 weeks to get their claims, their obligations met. I had a single mom. I went out and bought groceries for her and showed up at her apartment with her kids because she was literally running out of money. And that's just inexcusable at this point in the game.
You know, that brings up a really good topic, Jill, and that is the fact that I have heard from numerous government employees that are underlings that have been telling me in different departments, different positions, are people who are unqualified for the job of director that they are doing. And we found out when this whole debacle with Dieter happened that particular director was unqualified for the position that she held. And then the person who was appointed to that position after her was also unqualified for that position. How are we making sure that positions being filled in our state government are not just favors to family and friends or contributors, and that these people are actually qualified for the jobs?
Right. Well, and at this point, with this much turnover, who wants that job?
Yeah. yeah.
And in fact, I will say that in regards to the last director who took that position and the last one to leave it is somebody who has high qualifications and quite a track record of being able to manage large systems. However, she got so many personal death threats against her. She had to have 24-hour security because the levels of threat against her and her family members was so great that she removed herself from that position.
And that's just unacceptable.
It is unacceptable. And I do understand the extreme frustration and the desperation that people are in. But I think that it's important to note that it's not only an issue of, the systems were not in place and ready for this volume. And then there was not enough attention, in my strong opinion, to getting on this immediately and getting creative. Some of the things that the Assembly Republicans had recommended early on was, listen, we have a lot of state employees who are now staying home because we've closed the DMV or we've closed other operations and they're still on the payroll. How do we quickly retrain them to be able to step in? If they're not still working full time in a remote capacity and they have the ability to be repurposed elsewhere, how do we take advantage of our greatest asset, which is our human capital in the state? And I know that the original pushback to that was, well, it takes some time to train these people to come on board to understand the complexities of the system. And I would argue that by now on August 21st, we've had that time had we engaged in those creative solutions early on. And another factor that we're facing in our state that has made this an exacerbated problem is the fact that we have become a target of fraud. There are several states that have reached the top of the list. And once again, we hate being on the top of the list of sort of these worst lists, but Nevada is one of the worst targeted states for fraud. In fact, as of Tuesday, we had 243,900 unpaid PUA claims, right, for our gig and independent workers. And out of that, it's estimated 139,000 of those are fraudulent. And then in the overall unemployment insurance, there's been estimates of 200,000 fraudulent claims. And I know I myself, our family has been hit by this. My husband, we own a business. So we got it as the business owners that somehow my husband, the owner of the business of Tulsa Development Company, is unemployed. Boy, I would have liked to have known that. We could have gone on more vacations together if he wasn't working this whole time and if I wasn't working this whole time, right? But so there's a fraudulent claim against him. When we were in the session and we did tackle a beater bill to help streamline some of these processes, our fearless leader, Assemblywoman Dr. Robin Titus, testified on the floor that she herself was a victim of a fraudulent claim in her name. Several other members of our caucus and the assembly as a whole, and I joked, we should probably have everyone raise their hands because there were so many of us legislators or people who had family members who had personally been hit by this. It's just rampant, the number of fraud. So the frustration for me is when I am emailing until 11 o'clock at night, following up on claims for constituents, just seeing if there's anything we can do to make sure that we get their claims processed, and to find out that there's fraudsters often out of the state, well, almost always out of the state, and even some out of the country who are getting payments.
Nigeria has been
currently employed.
I guess the prince in Nigeria, you know, got his money. So now it's everybody else. My husband actually got two fraudulent claims in his name, but from Tennessee and Utah. So, you know, it's happening all around the country. But, you know, some people have had to just flat out sue. And there is a lawsuit that is right now in the courts with Dieter, and Judge Breslow has been amazing in saying, hey, you need to get these, you know, controls in place and you need to get these people paid. And it has been a slow process, but there has been some success with it.
Absolutely. And so, you know, I wanted to talk about solutions. And so a couple of those are on the table. You know, one, as legislators, when we have constituents reach out to us, we send their information over to our Legislative Council Bureau Constituent Services, who have been working around the clock to make sure that, you know, they don't slip through the cracks and they're at least on the list to make sure that they are being, you know, that there's eyeballs on it and that they're working on those claims. Some other things are that Judge Breslow, who I'm proud to say is a constituent of mine, lives in Assembly District 25. I've got an amazing district with so many incredible constituents. There is a current court case really demanding that Dieter pay these out and expedite these and work harder to remove the fraud and to process these claims. And then the third thing I want to say is that the Assembly Republicans actually put out a letter during the special session on July 23rd, I believe it was. We sent a letter to, or July 29th, excuse me. Our caucus sent out a letter to the U.S. Department of Labor Office Inspector General to finally request that they investigate, that we bring in outside sources to come in and investigate the mismanagement of unemployment benefits. So we've got this on a lot of different fronts, on the individual front, as well as on the in the court case, in the court system, as well as bringing in outside reinforcements to take a look at this and make sure that we fix this broken system. But I will say that your Assembly Republicans have, we're not the ones who caused it, but we are doing everything we can to address it. And
Just one more reason why we need to turn the Senate and the Assembly back to control in red so we don't face these problems constantly.
Sister.
Jill Tolles, Assemblywoman Jill Tolles, thank you so much for joining me today. And thank you for your hard work and your staying up all night. It's not just a 9-to-5 job for you and for others. So thank you, Assemblywoman. I really appreciate your time today.
Really appreciate you, Monica, and all your listeners. Thanks so much.
Have a great weekend. All right, we'll be back, and we have to end on a high note here, so we're going to do a little musical tribute right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Is FM Talk.
Thank you. If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, where the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. From the lakes of Minnesota
to the hills of Tennessee,
across the plains of Texas, oh, from sea to shining sea,
from Detroit down to Houston,
New York to LA,
where there's pride in every American heart,
and it's time we stand and say.
We have our issues, we have our problems, but we are the luckiest people in the world to live in such an amazing country. Just remember that. Have a great weekend. I love you. Talk to you Monday. Bye.